You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
If you're going to put Deshaun Watson out there, don't tell the reporters who are there at training camp that they can't ask him about what's going on.
I think it sends the message to teams that he is in shape, he is prepared to play.
Also wonder what message it sends to teams about what the Texans may know about his potential situation legally and where that stands right now. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin filling in for Alan Hahn today, along with Bart Scott. And, of course, ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on Barton Hahn appear via the Goodyear Hotline. That's where we are headed right now to welcome the great Chris Mortensen, ESPN NFL insider, to provide more context on this. Mort had information on this morning as to what the Texans may be looking for. And, Mort, it's Chris and Bart. We appreciate the time. And, you know, where do we stand here as far as Deshaun showing up now and the Texans and his legal situation first and foremost before we can talk about a trade?
Well, first of all, Deshaun reporting to the Texans is not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being behind the scenes, it's like, you know, you're not going to start paying fines of $50,000 per day. And unlike in Bart's days, those fines could be forgiven if you came to some resolution.
Yeah.
This new CBA doesn't allow for you to forgive the team to forgive a $50,000 fine. And then, Deshaun also kind of protects himself financially. The league thing is the thing that people want to know. There's no indication that Deshaun Watson is going to get suspended. There's also no indication the other way. These are serious allegations, sexual assault. They're civil right now, civil lawsuits. There's some criminal investigations, but as I was told last week, you know, people got to understand that criminal investigations generally are very tedious, and if they go slowly, it's telling you this is not. The information forthcoming and the proof there is not locked away and basically like, this is it. Here's the case. And we know that the civil case is not going to really be heard and decided until after the season. So everybody's been wanting to use this commissioner's exempt list. As you know, the commissioner's exempt list came into fruition about 5-6 years ago, where if a player was being investigated, he could be put on an exempt list by Commissioner Roger Goodell, and he'd still be paid. The union strongly objected to that being a tool, in terms of using it liberally. And so I think right now, basically, the assumption is Deshaun Watson is going to be playing this year. If, in fact, he does miss some games, I think teams that are interested in Deshaun Watson and the Texans themselves don't believe that's going to be a full season. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is a kind of a test. That was a 6-week suspension, and it got reduced to 4 games. So that's why Deshaun Watson is still an attractive commodity, because he's 25 years old. He's going to be 26. He's got 5 years left on his contract, so you got a clean contract. So even if you had him for a limited time this season, you still get Deshaun Watson, one of the 5 best quarterbacks in this league, and a player that I think a lot of people would like to have behind their center. And so we wait. I mean, yeah, so I think this thing is more – I think a trade is more imminent than not,
you know,
in terms of teams stepping forward and making an offer here.
You know, more – you know, I think what gets lost is – what a great season Deshaun Watson had last year. You speak about his age, and you speak about a contract now that looks like a discount in the eyes of what, you know, Dak Prescott gets paid, and knowing that you can have him under contract for 4 years. But have there ever been a player that got charged with conduct detrimental based off a civil suit. And if who was Ben Roethlisberger, the comp, you know, the four games. And we talk a lot about the Eagles being probably a potential likely suitor, but how serious would a team like Denver, who's looking for an upgrade, be in a guy like Deshaun Watson? And what does that do for the Aaron Rodgers market? I know I just asked you 18 questions in one.
I'm not I'm not using Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson in the same, really putting them in the same categories, because Aaron Rodgers, yes, he's the reigning MVP, but he's also an older quarterback. And I, not that I'm saying older is bad, because a lot of those guys, they listen, as long as they're physically healthy, hey, they have all the answers to the test, as you know. They played enough games, and that's all good. But, you know, Watson, this guy, yeah, he has 5 years left on his contract. And listen, I believe a trade with the Miami Dolphins already would have been completed. Their talks were getting serious, say, 3 or 4 weeks before the draft in April, and with the Dolphins, and I think they're back in it. So I think it's the Dolphins or Eagles. I do not believe Denver's in on Watson. They were kicking the tires on Watson before these allegations started to pile up, the civil allegations started to pile up. And so I think Aaron Rodgers, that's the one that with Denver. But I'm of the belief that Aaron Rodgers is going to be with the Packers this year. And I think that the Instagram release of Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, I think that was basically them saying, we'll have one last dance together this season, and that would be with the Packers. And that's what I'm expecting to happen.
Chris Mortensen, ESPN NFL Insider, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Two-pronged here, Mort. Do the Texans want to have Watson around right now? I mean, is that good for their season with a new coach and a new GM and all that before they settle this? And secondly, you somewhat alluded to what the punishment could be, but does a team that's trading for him have to get some sort of a head nod from the commissioner as to where that punishment could be headed?
I do not know that there will be any punishment for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
I have inquired as to whether the league would do anything, but in terms of Deshaun, with a head nod. But let's face it, Deshaun Watson has reported to the Texans. If the commissioner had a problem with that, he could have went ahead and acted in some manner as to saying, we don't want you to report. We're going to put you on this exempt list. And he hasn't done that because the league does have its own investigation going. We don't know where that's at. And so I think that's an inquiry I have made to the league office, anticipating that the Texans, yes, by the way, if they didn't want him around, they could have said, hey, you know, we'll count you as reporting, but stay away. Bottom line is, I think what's happening is we are now getting to the point where this trade with Watson, whether it's the Philadelphia Eagles or the Dolphins, those are the two teams I'm focusing on. Maybe somebody else will surprise. That now will be more accelerated on a fast track. And Deshaun's kept in shape. He's been throwing. He's ready to play. And, yes, if you watched last year, and I say tell everybody, go back and watch every game last year, he was one of the very best quarterbacks in this league. And so, as far as the league goes, that remains to be seen. And it might be something that we don't see develop until 2022. Either way, you get a player who's young, going to be 26, who's got 5 years left on his contract. Those things are all settled. So even if you said he missed some time, we still have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL going forward for a good amount of time.
So you had some details on it this morning, Moore. What does a deal look like to the Texans? What do they want?
Well, it's we're kind of refreshing the story, to be honest with you. A lot of this seems like news, but we're really kind of refreshing the story now that he has reported and has started training camps. And that is that, the Houston Texans GM, Nick Caserio, according to two league execs and really team execs that I've spoken to, what he's been shooting for and what he's shooting for now is a combination of five high draft picks and or starting caliber players. So they could be three first-round picks and two starting-type players, or maybe it's two first-round picks, a second-round pick, and two starting-caliber players. Just figure out the number and see if it adds up to five. Now, listen, it doesn't mean that the other teams are going to give that to them, but like Philadelphia, we know Philadelphia has three first-round picks next year. And some teams may not be anxious to give up starting-caliber players. I mean, yes, the quarterback, you generally have to have it to win the Super Bowl. But do we really think that Tom Brady would have won that Super Bowl last year if the Buccaneers defense hadn't come on the way it came on? I think the answer is probably would not have. It's still a team game. So the Dolphins are sitting there and saying, "Guy, we think we can contend in the AFC East. If we have to give up these picks and some players that are very valuable to our team, is Deshaun Watson worth it?" Well, it just depends on how they feel about Tua. I do know that they are talking about it.
Yeah, it's been nice knowing you. It's been nice knowing you. What's our kid up here with the Jets? It's been nice knowing you. Yeah, no need to know his name. It's been nice knowing you, Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
I'm just kidding.
Listen. There are teams in the AFC East who just are hoping the Dolphins aren't the team. You know,
please, no. That way. We don't want to have to face that. But let's stay in the state of Texas. You know, Jerry Jones has been raving about Dak Prescott and how he looks. What are the realistic expectations for Dallas this year?
I probably have as good a handle on that as you do. I think the offense is going to be really good. We have questions about the defense, don't we, Bart?
Absolutely.
That's really it. I mean, listen, and I think Micah Parsons is really interesting. You probably have watched him more than I did, although he didn't play last year. But I think they were really disappointed when Patrick Surtain, the Alabama cornerback, and J.C. Horn, the South Carolina cornerback, were taken 8 and 9 right before they picked at 10. Then you remember they traded back and got Micah Parsons, who's a good football player, but they needed like those long corners that the Dan Quinn defense likes to use. And, the offense can help out the defense. I think that, Dak Prescott, I always felt he was underdrafted. People can say it's easy for me to say now. I knew this much, that when Paxton Lynch was the desire of a few teams' hearts, including the Cowboys, and I realized they didn't trade for him. They tried to trade up for him. I knew that in my heart that Dak Prescott was a better quarterback because I watched a lot of SEC football, and I watched Dak Prescott do some pretty remarkable things at Mississippi State, and I think he's going to have a great year, and he has great talent around him. The key is the defense. This defense, what do you got to have now to win in this league? I think it's a top 12 or top 15 defense. It's no longer a top 5 defense.
Chris Mortensen with us, ESPN NFL Insider on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. One more for me, Mort. And you talked about Rodgers, and you expect him to make one last run at it this year. Does that look like him getting his contract reduced? Does he show up tomorrow? Like, what will the machinations of that be in order for him to play this season with the Packers?
Yeah, that is what I'm expecting. I can't report it as hard news that he's going to get a reduction in his contract, but I believe we will see some understanding. Probably has to be in writing, since you seem to have a broken trust there, that he'll get a chance to test the waters next year, or some assurance that he'll be traded. Now, he has a no-trade clause. No, Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause, so they can kind of select where they want to go. I didn't think that Deshaun Watson, by the way, would have Philadelphia. I don't think it was one of his preferred destinations. Miami was. But now, given all the circumstances, Philadelphia would not be a problem for Watson. As far as Rodgers goes, well, who let the dogs out is now being played in my house. but all I can tell you is that, Rodgers, I expect something to be resolved, and I do expect him to play for the Packers this year, but we'll see in the next couple of days what happens.
Mort, outstanding insight as usual. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Bart and Chris, you need two dogs? I got two that you can babysit anytime you want.
I'll walk them for you.
All right. Yeah, sounds good, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Chris Mortensen, ESPN NFL insider, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So if he shows up and if they get that done, my biggest issue here is going to be whether or not he's actually going to agree to play on a reduced contract, but they could still franchise him and trade him. I think he's going to want to walk and have his pick of where to go. They may say, we'll work with you.
Franchise makes no sense, though. Like, franchise like makes
just
him
so
the highest
they have
paid.
His right, you know?
That makes him the highest paid out of the top five, which I believe he's not anymore, especially if a guy like either Baker or Lamar or Josh gets done before camp. They may have to spend more money. So teams may not want that one. You know, his contract is relatively, I don't want to say affordable, but it's...
But does he have to, if they franchise him and then trade him, does he definitively have to play under the franchise, or can he just work out a new deal with the team?
Well, he can work out a new deal with the team. You can always work out a new deal with the team. But that'd be interesting, right? Because he still technically has 4 years left on his contract, right? When you think about it. So let's see if they, you know, rip, I would expect any team that got him would rip up his deal after the first year. Remember, they ripped up Brady. Well, Brady ripped up his, got a new deal. I would think they would play under the current, you know, climate and then worry about the financials after that.
Okay, let's talk about the two different scenarios here with Deshaun Watson. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Would you want, if you're a Dolphins fan, if you're an Eagles fan, your team to trade for Watson right now? Number one, Philadelphia. Howie Roseman, and you said this during the break, if he turns Carson Wentz into Deshaun Watson, that is a magic act. And let's be clear, that third first-round pick is if Wentz plays 75% of the snaps
Indianapolis. He'll get that.
Well, you would think the injury is always a concern, but if he does that and that becomes a third first-round pick this year, it's... I mean, that's an unbelievable trade to be able to pull off. My only question is, like, how long is that going to be hanging over you? Like, if it is something that's not settled yet with all of the 20 different plaintiffs in this.
That's fair.
And, as Mort pointed out, a criminal investigation that can be very tedious and can drag out for a long time.
Yeah, but... They've done this before
with other guys like Michael Vick.
Right, so you got Michael Vick, and listen, you're a Steelers fan. How long did the cloud hang over Big Ben's, over his head?
I mean,
and that was a far more serious allegation.
Depends who you are. For me, the rest of his career. For people in Pittsburgh, you know, that year maybe a little bit, and that was about it.
Right, I mean, all is forgiven, right? I mean, Deshaun.
He got a standing O when he ran back out on the field his first game. I remember that.
I mean, Deshaun Watson is like. It's like top five, man. Like, this is...
Oh, there's no doubting what his abilities are. I love him as a quarterback.
Like, people don't realize, I tell people all the time, if he was in Kansas City may be a better team. And I know that's saying a lot. But that's how good Deshaun Watson is and what he's had to deal with down in Houston with a dysfunctional organization. If he was on a roster, if he was on the team for Andy Reid, I think with those hurt weapons last year, I think they would have won that game. Despite the offensive line trouble, because he's just that fantastic with his legs, and we already know what he can do with his arm. Dude threw for like 4,800 yards last year on that team. Okay. On that team, they got rid of DeAndre Hopkins.
So this trade looks like what? Is it three first-round picks? Is it two first-round picks and Jalen Hurts?
Depends on who you are.
Let's say you're Philadelphia.
If you're Philadelphia, I'm going to try and hold on, be selfish. To hold on, because you're bidding against yourself, because you know that the Dolphins can only offer two first-round picks. And this is where all first-round picks are not created.
Or they could offer Tua as well.
Yeah, but not all first-round picks are created equal.
Right.
And when I say that, if I got two to give you next year, that's much better than me having one this year, one next year, the following year. If I can give you two next year where you can get two first-round draft picks next year, or it gives you the flexibility to move up and down the draft board combine those with other picks to slide up and down the board. Like if a Vera Tucker or somebody like that slips, you can move up and go get a outstanding player that you normally would have no chance in getting, then I give that up. But, you know, so I'm going to give you less, right? Or I might give you two this year and give you one next year so I can still have a number one pick in this year's draft as well, and I was trying to hold on to the highest one. So if you're Miami, you got to give up two first-round picks that they have next year because they have two first-round picks. They were supposed to have three, but they traded with Philadelphia. So it all depends on who you are. Remember, the Jets got two first-round draft picks. How crazy would that? I mean, it's no way they do that, right? No. There's no way they don't see what Zach Wilson. Listen, see what happens when, like, as a Jet fan, you get excited about the fact that a guy like Deshaun Watson is out there. He may not be suspended. I know they can't do it, but, man, could you imagine being, if you're right now in the AFC East and you're saying, hold up, I might have to go against Josh Allen.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson. I'm not worried about mac and cheese. I'm not concerned with him. But you know, no matter what, if you're those other teams that don't have them, you're the third best. You got the third best quarterback in the division. How often does the third best quarterback in any division win a division or do well in the playoffs when he has to go through those two guys?
I never played the game professionally, but I would say rarely.
Yes, very rarely. We would call it Mark Sanchez, right? That was the only time where we knew that Tom Brady was the better quarterback. I don't even know who the other quarterbacks was in the division when I played. There were so many of them.
I mean, the Bills, it could have been anybody. J.P. Lozman, who knows?
Yeah. Who's the guy from Florida State? I forgot his name.
E.J. Manuel?
E.J. Manuel. It was one of those guys. But, you know, Deshaun Watson's going to change the balance wherever he goes. Wherever he goes, like, that team is legit, right?
Yep.
So I would be very concerned. Like, I would be hoping that he goes to Philadelphia. Right, if I'm in that division.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin in for Allen today, along with Bart Scott. Up next, Bart. The NBA draft is right around the corner. It's actually Thursday night. So how actually deep and good is this draft? We find out in moments, plus your phone calls on Aaron Rodgers. Should the Packers bring him in for one more run or trade him away now? And do you want Deshaun Watson on your team if you're the Eagles and you're the Dolphins? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your calls are on the way. In addition to audio files, it is all there for you. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
I don't see you front row at a Stones concert.
No. What?
I don't see you front row at the Stones concert. I don't see it.
You got to take some Adderall or something to go out there, man. You got to be on something.
Mick? I mean, listen, Keith Richards used to do the full-on blood transfusion on tour. You know, where he'd pump out the fresh blood and bring in new blood. Like, he'd do that whole thing.
Blood spinning.
Yeah, not even that.
Was he a vampire?
Take the blood out, put the new blood in. That's what he used to do.
I hope he was donating his own blood to himself instead of wasting some good blood that somebody need a blood transfusion.
I don't know, man, but there was some wizardry or something going on there for him to get on stage. That's all I can tell
you.
Lord
of the Rings? What the hell's going on?
Dobby
brought
Kenny.
Voldemort on tour?
Dobby says no.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, offering coverage options as unique as your business. Progressive covers companies of many sizes and specialties. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. By the way, if my Voldemort reference was completely off, it's because I've never seen one of the movies, and I only know that name.
None of the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I know Gollum.
So you didn't know Dobby?
No.
Dobby.
No
He's
idea.
He's like the little hobbit thing.
No,
I feel sorry for Dobby.
Who's Harry Potter?
Is it Harry Potter, man? Am I
Dobby's Harry Potter?
Voldemort is Harry Potter.
Or Voldemort is Harry Potter.
Yeah,
see, this is the point. I've never seen any of them.
Yeah.
I am right
with Dobby on Lord of the Rings, right?
I can't. Like, if you want Dobby my attention for Potter. 3.5 hours.
Dobby's.
If you want my attention for 3.5 hours, there's just no shot.
Yo.
I'm not a Middle Earth guy.
Everybody out there, let me tell you right. Snake Eyes, it's going to be a problem, right? Snake Eyes is setting the G for all the 80s babies. G.I. Joe is about to pull Marvel's and DC Comics. The introduction of Snake Eyes sets the stage to let you know who Snake Eyes is, what it's all about. But, oh, man, I'm wondering who's going to play Sergeant Slaughter already. Lady Jane, Shipwreck. Oh, they got so many characters. This is about to be deep. This is about to be, listen, all the women out there, set aside some time to not be with your man. Go set up some manicures, pedicures, because when G.I. Joe break out and these grown men act like kids, when they're trying to explain to their kids about all the characters from, like, G.I. Joe, you're going to lose your husband for a little while. So either you're going to either learn it yourself, you need to go back and start watching the cartoon, or you need to say, you know what, this is free time away from my husband, and I'm going to enjoy it because he's going to be away from about 25 movies that they're going to have to drop to put the whole G.I. Joe together. Death Row, come on, man. Duke, Lady Jane, oh, this is about to be real. Who going to play him? I do not want to see The Rock trying to play Sergeant Slaughter, trying to grow like a little handlebar mustache. He's too handsome to be Sergeant Slaughter. I need somebody with a big-ass chin. Eddie, soldier.
Audio files, let's go.
The audio file.
You know, I was put in the camel clutch one time by the Sergeant Slaughter.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, Nikolai Volkoff used to sing. He lived in White Marsh, Maryland. And he knew I was a big wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. So I used to call him. He used to sing.
Or was it the Cobra Clutch? Maybe the Camel Clutch was.
Camel Clutch. You had the Camel Clutch, the Scorpion.
Iron Sheik?
Yeah, Iron Sheik. Yeah.
Okay.
All good.
All right. NBA draft is this week. Jonathan Givony, ESPN NBA draft analyst, here to really give us some perspective on where this actually ranks right now as opposed to drafts of the past. Where is the strength?
I think at the top, it's really strong. It falls off for me, around that 6-7 spot. It's pretty flat, honestly, going out to about 20 or so. But there's good depth. I mean, I think there are going to be good players drafted in the 30s. A lot of players actually withdrew their name from the draft that ended up surprising people to an extent, especially on the international front. I think 2022, the depth of that draft got a lot better because of that. So I think overall it's a fairly normal draft. Guys are going to need time. You know, it's going to be a process for most of them, but I think there'll be a good quantity of all-stars coming out of this, 4 or 5, like we usually see.
I would love, if I had the number one pick, and I love Cade Cunningham.
Disrespectful.
Jalen Suggs.
Jalen Suggs is slated to go like 5th. So
I know.
If you want him, he's there, right?
I think Jalen he's a
Suggs,
phenomenal
Jalen
player.
Suggs going to maybe Toronto to go up with VanVleet. I tell you what, I think the most depth in the steals of this draft is going to be whoever those guards are from Baylor. I think these are some guys you get later down.
There is a projection that Jared Butler could end up with the Knicks.
I mean, if you just
19.
I mean, if you looked at what Drew Holiday was able to do and what his impact was on the game, maybe not from scoring the ball, but from that lockdown defensive physical guard, man, like Drew Holiday just raised the values of those guards from Baylor, man, because they can flat out defend.
Earlier today, Texas and Oklahoma let the Big 12 know that officially after 2025, they would not be renewing their media rights. In other words, they were not going to be part of the conference after 2025 and their media deal. Now, does that mean that they're not leaving until after 2025? Here's ESPN's college football writer, Heather Dinich.
Could be as early as 2022. I mean, I live here in the state of Maryland, where I can remember clearly Maryland leaving the ACC to go to the Big Ten. And the ACC said, that's great. You owe us $50 million. And they went to court over it, and they wound up paying roughly $31 million. So, I mean, those contracts, that money, all involved, absolutely. But like I said, once the lawyers get involved in it, who knows? But I would think it could happen sooner than later, because by the grant of rights thing, guys, this, I mean, you have to sort of explain it in a human way. This is basically the Big 12 having somebody kind of cheat on them for a couple of months, Then you realize it last week, right? And then the grant of rights notification is like, oh, that's great. You know, we're going to get a divorce, but not for 4 more years.
Yeah, exactly. So you know that with that coming, they're going to try to work something out financially.
Yeah.
And I would think by the latest, by the absolute latest, they'd be playing in the SEC by 2023. But what bothers me about this, Bart, this has been going on for 5 years. The Big 12 should not be surprised by this. And now, who else gets picked off? Does the rest of the Big 12 actually bond together and try to go get somebody else?
Like who? Who can they get that can replace those staples, right? These are not like just, okay, we lost Baylor, we lost somebody. This is like, these are the big boys.
These
right?
are the
these,
two.
They have been the two. Yeah, they have carried that division, right, monetarily, right?
When they lost Nebraska, it was a killer, and now this.
Yeah, this is so like, do they become the Elite Eight where they just, every man for themselves, it's the Wild Wild West. Do they go to the Pac-12, the Mountain Conference?
Where do they go?
I'll
tell you what, you're going to see some teams get picked off. I bet you the Pac-12 goes and grabs Oklahoma State and maybe Boise State, somebody like that.
Don't nobody want any of the Kansas teams. And I got my coach.
Well, maybe the Big Ten for UK. Maybe. At least from a basketball standpoint.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Or Iowa State for the Big Ten, too, with Iowa. We'll see. Then there's, of course, what we were just talking about with Mort a little while ago, Deshaun Watson. Here's ESPN's Edwarder, on why Watson showed up.
Silent D.
Watson wanted to secure his $10 million salary. Any NFL team can fine a signed player who doesn't report to training camp $50,000 a day. So if Watson had chosen to miss training camp and all of the preseason games, that would have cost him over $3.5 million. And I think the other thing that's noteworthy here is he does still want the organization to trade him. He prefers not to return to play for the Texans in the future. But this, I think, Jay, allows him to protect his salary. I think it sends the message to teams that might be interested in trading for him that he is in shape, he is prepared to play, and most importantly, that the NFL at this point is not intervening, considering that, 22 women have filed lawsuits against him and those are all still pending.
Look, when you hear Mort earlier say that he thinks it's more imminent than not, I think that Deshaun Watson is going to be in another uniform, a Dolphins uniform or an Eagles uniform, by the middle of training camp.
Me too. I think this maybe once where there's smoke, there's fire. So I think maybe in the next 2 weeks, they're going to say, listen, we don't want Deshaun here being a distraction too long. And if I'm a team that wants Deshaun Watson, I have hopes of him playing this year, because if he goes, on the Miami Dolphins team, this team is like, it ain't even close to clear cut favorite for the division. I don't care what the hell you think about the Buffalo Bills. If you put him on the Miami Dolphins with that offense, with that defense, they have a better offensive weapons. You can say Diggs, I can say Parker, I can say Jalen Waddle. I put them first.
Yep.
Right? So you put them in the NFC East, I put them the favorite now with those weapons. I don't care who else is playing quarterback in that division. So I think you do that and you want to get him in your building at least with 2 weeks before the preseason so he can start getting coached up and they unveil him sometime after the second or third week of the season.
Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Up next, more of your opportunities to get through at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on Deshaun Watson, where he plays in 2021, and on Aaron Rodgers. Is his situation starting to clear up a little bit more as we speak? We shall discuss in moments on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. I'm not a Middle Earth guy.
Bart and Han.
What this? I can't get jiggy to this.
Pearl Jam.
Okay.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Has all the management stuff turned the dream of building your own law practice into a nightmare? Well, take charge with Lexicon Practice Management Software and Services. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. There are different sorts of reports around that are suggesting that Aaron Rodgers is going to show up and play for the Packers this season, but you As we heard from Mort earlier, he wasn't ready to report it as hard fact, but believed that that was going to be the case. So you would think that at this point, they're just going to, the Packers are going to have to be resolved to the fact that they're going to have to cut it down to a year.
Yeah, and we all know that Mort's more inside than a black hole. You know what I mean? So, you know, like, he knows, and, you know, he wants to be professional. But if that's what he's saying, I believed all along that that was the proper solution. You know, one last ride, right? Maybe that's what the last dance is all about. Maybe he told Davante Adams. And Davante Adams, who cut off, he cut off his contract talks because I think he knows if Aaron Rodgers is going to come in, it's going to be the last dance, that he ain't going to want to be around next year for the Jordan Love show either.
Abraham's in Missouri up next on Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Abraham.
How's it going, fellas?
Great. Good.
Okay. Deshaun Watson, one for one, throw some picks in, trade Deshaun Watson for Derek Carr. I'm a Raider fan. Oh. I'm tired of being 8-8. And it doesn't look like we're going to get.
If you're a Raider fan, how can you possibly sell one for one?
Yeah, I don't
Derek
know about
Carr
yeah.
for Deshaun Watson.
You got to go. You got to go. Carr, who's under contract, will be a great bridge quarterback
and
to the guy Mills, and 2-1s in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Robert in Virginia is next. Chris and Bart on ESPN Radio. All right, Robert, what's up?
Got breaking news. Rodgers is going to play for Green Bay. He's told a couple of close friends that's what he's going to do. And I think it's a real win-win for him because he's totally embarrassed this organization. He's totally embarrassed the general manager. And they have begged and begged and begged for him to come back. So I think he comes out the clear winner. And I think he'll dictate the rest of the terms.
Yeah, I think the general manager and the president have done a nice job of embarrassing themselves without his help.
Every time
they
open their mouth, and like it was one of those things. Now the brand, I think, has a slight stain on it for Green Bay. It's how they treat their superstars and how they treat their probably greatest quarterback of all time. And that's a lot because Bart Starr was a great winner. Brett Favre is a Hall of Famer. And Aaron Rodgers were better than both of them. Now, maybe they didn't get the titles, but that's how you treat your stars. People are going to say, well, how will you treat me?
And don't forget about Adams in this, by the way. 99 rating on Madden,
number one
in the league.
So that means he should be the highest paid receiver in the league. And he's saying, you know what? I don't want no parts of it here. He may be out there with Derek Carr if they don't trade him, according to our last quarter.
Juan in Jersey is up next. Juan, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Got about 20 seconds, bud.
I'm just trying to tell Bart Scott that I think you're awesome, bro. I think that, you know, what you're doing on the radio, your energy is awesome. Keep it up, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you, Juan. I'm just trying to get everybody through that damn traffic in New York, especially the traffic is back. Jesus. Oh,
the traffic is back.
Oh.
There's no doubt about it.
Friday trying to get up out of this city? Oh. Make reservations somewhere else in your car. I'm buying hot dogs just sitting in line because my body fat is to kill.
Bart was looking into chopper rentals at that point.
Get to the chopper. Get to the chopper now.
So much football all week on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. I'm not a Middle Earth guy.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.